Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show.
Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and I don't know what the title of my message is today. You'll know how I am. We're going to talk about how God restores things that you've lost, but I've got some other things I want to talk to you about first. First of all, for those of you who have looked for posts from me on the JPH Facebook page, the Just Praise Him Facebook page, in the last week, I created a Facebook account, a personal Facebook account, just for communication with my family in Texas and Oklahoma. And my JPH Facebook page locked down. It has no option for me to delete it. It has no option for me to post on it. It doesn't say you did this wrong or you did that wrong. It's just locked down and I can't get back into it. So it appears to be without remedy. I'm not sure what we're going to do about that or if anything can be done. So you will find my radio shows and podcasts, the radio shows that go out on the general broadcast. There's a radio schedule posted on JPH Facebook from the past, back in February. And the podcasts go out of podbean.com/justpraisehimtoday, I think is the last part of that. And then the prophetic words go, justpraisehim.today is the prophetic word site where you can get all the prophetic messages. And I will have to communicate with you for now through those medias until I can figure something else out. Actually, I've been wanting to get away from Facebook anyway, so this might be the opportunity to do that. Okay, I want to share with y'all something that was in Sapphires Magazine, which Jonathan Kahn puts out from the Hope of the World Ministry. And Jonathan Kahn is the man who wrote The Harbinger years ago that was such a big hit. He put something in here, he wrote something in here, a revelation that just, my jaw dropped. So I have to share this with you. He was talking about, you know, obviously 2020 has been the year of the pestilence. Boy, you're not kidding there. And he said it's also been the year of another biblical sign, a plague of locust. And he said the greatest plague of locust in generations, hundreds of billions of locusts sweeping over a continent. That's happening in Africa. These huge locusts have taken over there. I'm just going to read you a little bit of his magazine. I don't want to violate his copyright, but I think he would be okay with it being shared with other people of God. And if you want to receive his Sapphires Magazine, you just write to his ministry. If you're a contributor, you can give a small offering or something every month and get that. I do give to his ministry regularly, so that's why I have it. From last fall until now, I've been especially sharing the word 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways. That is the purpose and the call of the return. Now, the return is a big gathering that's planned at, I want to say, Washington for later this year, September this year. While many believers are familiar with the verse, few ever look at the context or even what leads up to it. And it's this: when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name. Think about that. Thus, the context of 2 Chronicles 7:14 is crisis. Crisis that constitutes a wake-up call from God. A pestilence, plague, as in a pandemic, as in a coronavirus, and a plague of locusts. The scripture says any of these would constitute the call of God for repentance in the face of judgment. 2020 has been the year of both at the same time. He made a very good point there, and that is something to think about. It is a call to repentance for those who need to repent. Okay, I was walking my dogs the other day. God talks to me often when I walk my dogs because I'm usually walking and praying, and that's when my mind is very quiet and I'm very calm, so it's easier for me to hear him. So I was walking along and I was asking him, what is the radio show this week? Because the radio show I thought I was going to do that I've been working on for about 2 weeks, I didn't have enough revelation on what I wanted to teach about, which was the mark of the beast. And he began to speak this word to me. He said, my children, I have not forgotten those things the enemy has taken from you. Would a mighty king just stand and watch as his children are robbed? Nay, I have a plan to repay every evildoer who does not repent, and to restore to you better than you had before." So I knew right then he wanted me to talk about restoration. I've experienced the restoration of God for a number of things. And it is amazing. He always restores more than you lost. And he usually does it at a time that you don't even expect it. So I went back and I looked at different words that he had spoken to me about restoration. And can I just tell you, when I was reading through these, I am amazed at how a word from the Lord spoken so many years ago is still fresh and relevant right now. I guess all his words are like that. So I'm going to read these to you because I think they're very relevant. Here's one called, these are all on the justpraisehim.today site. January 30th, 2015, season of restoration. You are in a season of restoration. I am restoring to my children many of the things they had previously lost because of the enemy. Watch now as I bring these things back to you, as I restore to you your joy and fill your spirit to overflowing. Walk close to me, my child, and know I am your father. Watch as I love you and care for you and show you that you are mine forevermore. You need not fight to regain what was lost, for I shall fight for you. Be still and know that I am God. June 1st, 2016, this was the next year, restoring. My children, ask me for what you would like restored. I have told you this is a season of newness and restoration, but you are not asking me to restore or renew anything. I am well able, but you must ask. June 29th, 2016. Now, this is almost a month after that one. Missing out. Some of my children are missing out in this season of renewal and restoration. You refuse to believe I can renew your youth, restore that lost relationship, bestow that promotion, or bring you an entirely new job. Where is your faith, my children? How is it you have no faith in such a great and mighty God as I am? December 21st, 2016, destruction. The enemy has attacked and brought destruction, but this is not the end, for I am the God of restoration. I am the God who restores to greater than before for those who worship me and walk in my ways. All is not lost. Find your peace and your provision in me alone. March 10th, 2017, restoration coming. The enemy has been stealing from my people for far too long. I am restoring to my people some of what the enemy has stolen from you. Watch now as I bring back that which you have lost, which you never thought to see again. For some, you have lost that which cannot be replaced, but I tell you truly, I shall bring you something even better, for I am a good father. I am a father who loves his children dearly. Believe me to do this and watch for this. There are many blessings in this time, and this is one of them, for I desire to do this for you. Only believe. July 10th, 2018, some of my rewards. My children shall enjoy some restoration in their life before the end comes for them. I am restoring to you now some things and people you have lost in the past as you struggled to do my will. People and things you laid down for my name's sake you thought never to see again. Do not fret that you do not see this happening, as I am working behind the scenes, and it shall come about suddenly. These are some of my rewards for those who have served me well. So we can see from those words that the Lord has been talking about restoration for a number of years. Now that we're in the end of the end times, and I fully 100% believe that we are in the end of the end times, we need to start claiming those things, y'all. Okay, this is a word for somebody. There's a woman listening to this show, and you have had a lot taken from you. First by your ex-husband, and I see that he was a very cruel man. And then your family took from you too. You're to the point you just feel beat down, and you look forward to going home to be with Jesus. But the Lord says to you, woman of God, not so fast. I am not done with blessing you. You have chosen me and the things of me, and you are devoted to me. I have seen your devotion and your praise and worship have reached me at my throne. I decree this day to you, daughter, that I have ordained a mighty blessing into your life, a huge blessing you have long desired. But as the devil robbed you, you gave up that it could ever be yours. I tell you this day, it is yours, even now, and you soon will see it that your joy may be full. Believe me and decree you are blessed and highly favored into your atmosphere each day, and watch as my hand moves. So I have good news for you today. Whatever the enemy has taken from you and whatever you have laid down in obedience to the Lord, he wants to restore to you even better than that. God has not forgotten what we lost. And look at the story of Job. Job was restored to double. Job 42:12. I'm going to read this from the King James 21. It's easier to read. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. The first mention of restoration in the King James Version of the Bible is Genesis 20:7, in which the Lord tells Abimelech to restore Abraham's wife Sarah back to him. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. The Hebrew word translated restore in that verse is Strong's H7725, shuv, and it means to turn back, to refresh, to restore. The dictionary definition is to bring back, to reinstate, to return to a former condition, place, or position. Job, after suffering unimaginable horror and tragedy, after losing nearly everyone and everything, was reestablished by the Lord, giving him twice as much, far more than before. He was reestablished, but in order for that to happen, that reestablishing before the business of restoration could take place, Job first had established himself as a righteous man. He knew the Lord as his God, and he faithfully worshiped him. Job had established himself by his faith and his righteous living. Such was Job's faith and righteousness that he became the subject of a discussion and a challenge between God and Satan. In Job 1:11, but put forth thine hand. This is Satan talking to the Lord. The Lord said, did you see my servant Job? He does what's right and he eschews evil. And Satan said, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. He'll curse thee to thy face. Maybe Satan has stolen your health today. Maybe he's taken your marriage or your children from you. Maybe Satan has sent someone to speak something unkind to you. It's easy, if you focus on something like that, to get into despair, isn't it? Maybe you're locked up, and Satan is making sure every door is nailed shut and double locked, and you can't get out. And maybe everybody's forgotten about you and just, gone away. There's nothing but you in that dark cell. But really there is, because Jesus is there with you. He said, lo, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Y'all, I don't know who this message is for, but it's for somebody. Satan is fighting me tooth and nail and get this recorded. Somebody said to me once, I can't have restoration. I lost this person or that person. I know what you mean. Our family lost two family members last year. And you cannot replace a person that you love. And we know that. But let me tell you what God can do. He can take away your grief so that you can be happy again. That's what God can do. He can't replace that person down here, but he can restore how happy you were. He can restore your happiness and your well-being so that although that person is gone, you can still be happy to get through the rest of your life until you can see him again in heaven. Maybe your spouse left you and, left you broke and devastated. Well, maybe the Lord will restore to you the security and happiness of marriage, not necessarily that spouse, but the happiness that you had or the security that you had in it. God is able, y'all. There's nothing that he can't do. And if he's for us, who can be against us? What God is telling us in that word that he gave me when I was walking my dogs is he wants us to ask for things to be restored. So look back at what the enemy has taken from you and decree into your atmosphere that he's restoring it right now. Joel 2:25 says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. The years that the locust has eaten, he will give them back to us. Those are the years that the enemy ate up. You may be going through some stuff right now, suffering and lack, but you can encourage yourself by quoting the verses from His Word that promise restoration. Some of us have lost years to bad marriages, to pain and disease ravaging our bodies, or sometimes just being out of the will of God. You know, you lose time, you lose blessings, or you lose other things to Satan's destruction in our relationships or where he devoured our freedom. But know this, God is greater than any mistake we could ever make. And there is nothing Satan can put on us that God's power cannot erase. Nothing. So I want to read y'all, this is a list. I looked at several websites and did some research, and I found a list of verses that promise different restorations that are in the Bible. So I'm going to give you the chapter and verse for them, and then I'm going to give you an example confession. And if you want this list, I'm going to tell you where you can send an email to get a copy of this list in PDF form. Okay, these are from the New King James Version. Time or youth, Joel 2:25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. Here's a sample confession. You can word your confession however you want. Lord, I praise you for restoring to me all the years the locust has eaten in my life. Okay, let's say you need your health restored. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. You can't get a promise more sure than that, y'all. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, no one seeks her. Confession. Lord, I thank you for restoring health to me and healing all of my wounds, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional. Freedom. Deuteronomy 30, verse 3, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. Confession, thank you, Lord, for bringing me out of captivity in your great compassion. Okay, some people say that the Old Testament is irrelevant. That's a bunch of baloney. Can I just tell you that? I have confessed scriptures from the Old Testament that I came across in desperation when I had a case of bursitis when I was in Princeton. There are only two things that are so painful to me that I will take a painkiller for them because I hate taking prescription painkillers. I don't have any in my house anywhere. Bursitis is one of those two things. The other one is sciatica because sciatica is horrible. I would rather suffer labor pains again with no painkiller. I would. It's that bad. Bursitis is unbelievably painful. So when I had bursitis, I said, I'm going to find me a scripture promise, and we are not going through this again. I am not going through this again. And I found a promise in the book of Nahum that said, this affliction shall not arise a second time. It wasn't even about illness. It was about something else. And I said, well, it's in God's word. Let's try it. It's His word is His word. And I started confessing that over bursitis, and I have not had another case since. And if I remember right, that was my second time to have it. I might be wrong about that. That might have been the first time, but no, I think that was the first time, and I was saying, I don't want to go through this again. I have never had it come back. And they told me it would come back, and then I might get it in, that was in my hip, and they said, oh, you get it in your shoulders and this and that. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm not getting it anymore. I'm not getting it again ever, period. And I haven't had it since, and that was like 5 years ago, I think. God's word is God's word. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is in the Old Testament. It is still His word. Psalm 91 that people pray every day for protection is in the Old Testament. If you give up the Old Testament, you got to give up all that too. I'm not giving up any of those. They're all His word. They are all alive. All of His word is alive. It's a living thing. It's the only book on earth that the author is present with you every single time you read. Don't be afraid to use a scripture from the Old Testament as one of your promises. That's what I'm telling you. It will work the same. Okay, for plenty, Joel 2:26, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Confession, thank you, Lord, I always eat in plenty and there is no lack in my life. I will give you praise for plenty every day. Thank you, I will never be put to shame. For freedom from addictions, John chapter 8, verse 36. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Confession. Lord, your word says, if the Son makes me free, I will be free indeed. I declare I am free indeed. I am completely free from, and name whatever your addiction was. Love and trust after someone betrayed you. This is also for a heart to do what is right. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Confession. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new heart and a new spirit. Thank you for causing me to walk in your statutes and to always do what is right. Joy. Psalm 51, verses 12 and 13. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Confession. Thank you, Lord, for restoring to me the joy of my salvation. For peace, Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Confession. Thank you, Lord, for peace, your peace, the peace that passes all understanding. I praise you for guarding my heart and mind through Jesus and giving me peace even when it makes no sense to anyone else. Make your peace in me a witness to your greatness. If you want a copy of those scriptures and the confessions, send an email. It can just be a blank email to, in the subject line, put Restoration Promises. Send the email to jphradiooffers, offers is with an S on the end, @gmail.com. jphradiooffers@gmail.com, and you'll get the list back. Actually, you'll get an email with a link in it where you can download the list. Okay, I want to pray real quick. Lord, I pray that you would help me and every listener of this program to live righteous lives. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you. Help us to honor you and exalt the name of Jesus in everything we do. Remind us, precious Spirit of God, to declare the promises of restoration over our lives every day, and even over our loved ones, Lord, until the Lord our God has restored every last thing that was taken from us by the enemy, until he has given us beauty for every single thing the enemy burned down in our lives, until our health is completely restored and whole. I don't mean a little bit, I mean all. You are a mighty God, Lord God. We believe for complete restoration. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. That's all I have for y'all this week. Sorry it took me so long to get the show done. Thanks for listening. Jesus bless you. Y'all have a great week. Stay safe and well out there.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print, and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book, No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today.